The 2010 voter-approved Medical Marijuana Act spells out that certain conditions entitle someone to obtain up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana every 2 weeks. These range from glaucoma and AIDS to severe and chronic pain. It also requires the health chief to consider petitions to add new conditions. Humble did get a request to add PTSD, but rejected it after concluding there are no good scientific studies to show the drug works on that. But the administrative law judge said there also was anecdotal evidence by doctors and patients that marijuana helps PTSD sufferers deal with symptoms, evidence he said Humble should have considered. Humble acknowledged there are plenty of those stories.
But throughout my entire career, I've really focused on using scientific evidence as really as the cornerstone of good, effective decision-making when it comes to implementing public policy.
The administrative judge's decision is technically only a recommendation. Humble has until July 9th to accept or reject it. But attorney Richard Sobel, representing the Arizona Cannabis Nurses Association, which brought the claim, said if that happens, he'll take the issue to court. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.